The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. Coming on first is the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, Department of Fertilizers invites applications from eligible Indian nationals for the post of Deputy Commissioner, Port Operations and Project on a deputation basis, including short-term contract. This Group A gazetted post offers a pay scale of level 12 in the pay matrix. The maximum age limit for deputation is 56 years. Interested candidates must apply within 45 days of the publication of this notice. Detailed eligibility criteria and application forms available on the Department of Fertilizers website, that is https://chemicals.gov.in. The South Western Railway invites applications for two Group C posts under the cultural quota for the year 2024-25. The positions are for classical Hindustani vocal male and classical Bharatanatyam female. Applicants must possess a degree or diploma or certificate in the respective field from a recognized institute. The age limit is 18 to 30 years as of 1-1-2025, with relaxations available to SC, ST, OBC and other eligible candidates. The last date to apply is 28th October 2024. For detailed notification and application forms, kindly visit South Western Railway website at www.rrchubli.in or at www.swr.indianrailways.gov.in. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, invites applications from eligible officers of central or state governments, universities or public sector undertakings on deputation, including short-term contract for the post of a lecturer law PB3 level 10 as per the 7th CPC, lecturer criminology PB3 level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Interested candidates can visit https://cbi.gov.in/vacancy for detailed eligibility criteria and application format. The Paradip Port Authority, Odisha, invites applications from Indian nationals for various posts, regular or contractual, under its recent recruitment drive. The available positions include Deputy Chief Law Officer, Manager, Chief Manager, Project Management, Medical Officer, Manager, Environment Planning and Safety. Interested candidates can find detailed job descriptions, eligibility criteria and application process on the Paradip Port Authority's official website, that is https://paradipport.gov.in/career. The Botanical Survey of India under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change invites applications from Indian nationals for the appointment of two research associates on a temporary basis under the Research Associate Fellowship Program. Candidates are advised to visit www.bsi.gov.in for more details regarding the eligibility criteria, application process and other information. This recruitment is for positions across India at the headquarters in Kolkata and regional centres. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has extended the last date for receiving applications for the post of member official in the Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, CACP. This post under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is at pay level 14 and will be filled on deputation for a period of 5 years. The deadline for submitting applications has been extended to 9/10/2024. Interested candidates can download the application form and further details from the department's website at www.agriculture.gov.in. agriwelfare.gov.in. Grid Controller of India Limited, a mini Ratna and Schedule A CPSE under the Ministry of Power, is seeking bright, committed and energetic engineers to join as executive trainees in the discipline of electrical engineering. Grid India plays a crucial role in managing power system operations, ensuring reliability, security and economy. The organization has invested significantly in human capital and technology to strengthen the power system. For detailed information regarding vacancies, eligibility criteria, selection processes and application procedures, please refer to the career section on the Grid India website, that is https://grid-india.in. The date for the commencement of online applications will be announced following the declaration of GAT 2025 results. The Department of Telecommunications, Ministry of Communications, Government of India is inviting applications for the position of Member Services in the Digital Communications Commission. This prestigious Group A post offers pay and allowances in pay level 17 as per the pay matrix. Applications are open to officers from central or state governments, union territory administrations, statutory bodies, public sector undertakings, autonomous bodies or recognized research institutions. The requisite qualifications, experience and application format can be downloaded from the official website at www.dot.gov.in. Completed applications along with necessary documents should be submitted within 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship invites applications for the position of Director General at the National Institute for Entrepreneurship and Small Business Development, Noida. This autonomous body operates under the administrative control of ministry and is seeking to fill one vacancy on deputation basis. The selected candidate will be offered a pay scale of pay level 14 as per the 7th CPC, classified as gazetted non-ministerial general central service group A position. Eligible candidates must be serving officers under the central or state governments, public sector undertakings or autonomous organizations holding analogous posts on a regular basis or have 3 years of service in the grade of 8,700, that is level 13 as per the 7th CPC or equivalent. A master's degree or equivalent postgraduate diploma in business administration, humanities, commerce, science or engineering is required, along with at least 15 years of experience in areas related to entrepreneurship development, such as academic teaching, research, training and finance. For further details, including the application format, please refer to the Ministry's official website, that is https://www.msde.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.